President Trump backed off this week on his threat to impose new tariffs on European goods in exchange for what he called a framework of a future deal involving Greenland. Polls show most Americans don't want the U.S. to take control of Greenland. They do want the president to focus more on the economy, especially the high cost of living. A survey from the University of Michigan this week shows Americans feel worse about the economy now than they did a year ago, but that bad feeling has not stopped people from spending money. And NPR's Scott Horsley joins us. Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
And you have some sales receipts there. What do they show?
Yeah, they show that even during the government shutdown this past fall, when people's mood about the economy hit bottom, they didn't dial back their spending. On the contrary, spending rose pretty sharply during the fall. Economist Tim Quinlan, who's with Wells Fargo, says the numbers suggest that despite people's deep funk about the economy, they continued to shell out not only for necessities like food and rent, we also saw more spending on things like recreation.
Growing faster than many people would have thought when there was a lot of hand-wringing about the impact of tariffs and, you know, labor market that's losing momentum. But one way or another, the consumer just keeps finding a way to keep spending.